Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and happy Friday, although I'm not sure it's the happiest of Fridays. I rarely get wiped out. Linda, you've been with me how many years? How often am I this tired? It's not often, right? It doesn't help when you don't sleep an hour on election night or less than an hour. It's crazy. But we've been on the phones. I'll tell you, I've never been this frustrated as I am now because, you know, we pride ourselves, and we said this all leading into the election. We're not going to be Pollyannish. I'm not going along with this red wave tsunami talk. We're just going to keep it real because, you know, at the end of the day, polls are polls. I can deal with wins and losses and disappointments. That's all fine and good. But what's happening in Arizona, what's happened to Pell, you know, I can't believe I'm caught back in, which is, you know, daily, unpredictable, you know, no rhythm, no rhyme to it. You know, vote drops from this place and that place, knowing that it is so easily fixable and knowing that 47 other states don't have these problems in this case, Arizona, Nevada and Alaska. That it becomes, you know, it becomes like a roller coaster ride. And my job is to give you the information that I'm really digging deep and hard for and give it to you accurately. And I'm not sure at this point that I can even give you an accurate read on any of this. I did get an official update out of the state of Arizona. You know, remember 2 days ago on this show, Carrie Lake has been great. She's been coming on every day. You know, she's like a half hour co-host every day. She's going to win her race. I am confident of that. So I can give you that bit of news. But, you know, if you go back 2 days ago, there was 412,000 plus some rural county votes remaining, we were told, in the state of Arizona. And then out of nowhere yesterday, that number went up to a whopping 650,000 votes with the belief that about 400,000 of them, give or take a few, were same day votes that, you know, in their mail-in package that people did not feel confident to give to the mail person, and they wanted their vote counted so badly that they actually drove it to the precinct and put it in the box themselves. Now, that would fit the profile of a Republican that is sick and tired of a screwed-up system out in Arizona. And sure enough, early voting counting showed that of those votes that were being counted in because of those conditions, with those conditions, that some 68% in the case of Blake Masters, over 70% of the votes in the case of Kerry Lake were going heavily Republican. And we were told, wow, of the 650,000 votes, that about 400,000 of them are that way. If that's the case and the math holds and the percentages would hold, then not only would Kerry Lake win, but Blake Masters would win. You know, that's where we were yesterday. Now I can't even give you an accurate count, except that we now have 548,000 votes left. And it looks like the numbers are this, and I'll confirm this with Carrie Lake at the top of the next hour. And she's going to win because those votes are real. There is a heavy volume of day of election day votes dropped off by voters because they wanted to make sure that their votes were being counted. They're going heavily Republican. I think Carrie Lake needs about 52% of those, and she will easily win the governorship. That's going to happen. I can say with a pretty high degree of confidence that will happen. In the case of Blake Masters, that number goes up, you know, to about 61% of the votes. Now it gets a little more dicey. If he was getting 68% of those votes, and that's only 400,000, and we don't know officially where the other 200, well, in this case, now we only have, you know, now we have less, but going back to yesterday's number, then you had 250,000 other votes. That makes his math that much harder. He's got to, if he held the percentage that he was holding now, it would be a lock for him. But we don't know. We just don't know. And so anyway, yesterday we thought we got what was good news out of this guy, Joe Gloria, Clark County, Nevada. That's the Vegas area. He's the registrar out there, and he said, all right, we've got 50,000 votes left to count. We're going to count them as fast as possible. We can't go any faster. My first suggestion was, I have a solution. Fly in the people that were counting the votes in Florida because they seem to know what the hell they're doing. And they were able to count 7.5 million votes, and you're barely able to count 50,000 a day. I mean, there's no real rational excuse for this insanity. And so, but now I'm having sources saying, well, we might have, you know, he might have been off. I'm like, you're telling me that the most liberal county in Nevada, in Vegas, might have been off as many as 30,000 votes? In other words, he told us yesterday definitively it was 50,000 votes. Now, with the lead at the time that Adam Laxalt had, he'd easily sustain, you know, losses with the percentages, you know, even higher than what they had been counting before in Clark County. He had another 30,000 votes. And guess what? That math flips on him. That's the danger in all of this. And it should really anger everybody because all of this, and let me flip the script a little bit here. Let's assume we're right and Carrie Lake is going to end up being the governor. At some point when she takes the lead, let's say you're a Democrat. Let's look at it from their point of view for a second. Even though Katie Hobbs has such a conflict of interest, she's running against Carrie Lake. She should have recused herself. She's in charge of the election as the Secretary of State. Past secretaries of state had recommended she recuse herself. She absolutely refused to do so. But let's say all of a sudden she's been up for an entire week, and then we find out next Tuesday, oh, Carrie Lake has taken the lead. Now, there's a reasonable, rational explanation for it, and that is these are day of votes that were dropped off by people because they don't have a lot of confidence in the system, and they wanted to make sure that their vote was going to be counted. Well, that fits the profile of a more conservative Republican voter than it does a Democrat. Democrats have tended to adopt this early voting model, et cetera. And now you're Katie Hobbs, and all of a sudden, well, wait a minute, I was leading for an entire week. How come all of a sudden at the end I'm not winning anymore? You can understand the frustration that would be there, even though she shouldn't even be a part of this election count process. I'm just making a point. In other words, to make it simple, it's that this system that they have designed, now 47 other states with a few very close House races remaining, Republican House numbers now are up to 212, which means they need six more votes to be in the majority. They're expecting to be in the 220s when all is said and done, according to everybody that I've talked to. And I made, I would say, no fewer than 100 calls to get updates on races and what's going on, what the final vote tallies will be. And so, you know, most states now, but in these big races, look, I would have preferred Lee Zeldin win, but they don't even have voter ID laws in New York. I mean, it's absurd, but it certainly showed that Lee Zeldin's campaign resonated even in the darkest of blue states like New York. Problem he has is, I believe I am correct, and it's called a migration problem. And that is so many people leaving states like New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and now even states in the Midwest like Wisconsin and Michigan. You know, Ron Johnson shouldn't have been in a close race with such a radical like Mandela Barnes, but he was, and he won it, but it was closer than I would have liked. Tudor Dixon, I think, ran a great campaign in the state of Michigan. One of the other reasons, I did not know this at the time, she apparently has no exceptions on the issue of abortion, and abortion, according to the exit polls, was a pretty big reason for a number of voters, enough voters that if you're against, if you have no exceptions at all for rape, incest, mother's life, then that went against you in a campaign. And that certainly played out, I think, in the state of Michigan, because Tudor Dixon ran a flawless campaign, slaughtered Whitmer in a debate. And but we saw that effect happen in the state of Pennsylvania. You know, final tallies that the last one I saw was Mastriano loses by 14, and he had no exceptions either for rape, incest, the mother's life. It had an impact politically. I'm not talking about the issue of abortion here. I'm giving you political reality. And split ticketing that Oz was able to accomplish is almost unheard of, because, you know, he lost, I think, by a little over 2% of the vote. And that means that people that voted for the Democrat for governor then had to flip over and vote for Dr. Oz. And that just doesn't happen in this very divided time that we live in. So it's very hard to get ticket splitting to happen. To get it to happen by double digits is a masterful feat, but it wasn't enough to help him win the race. So I think that was a factor there. So it's, you know, you look at where we are, and it's so frustrating that I cannot get you an accurate number. You know, we were told yesterday, I'll play you the cut. This is the Clark County, again, Vegas, Nevada registrar. His name is Joe Gloria. Listen to his statement.
My staff has been working very diligently. We've been here from early in the morning until late at night. We've been fully staffed. We're working as hard as we possibly can in order to get the ballots counted. But whether we like it or not, there's no way that we can move any faster than we're currently moving. We still have over 50,000 ballots that need to be counted. Those are in various stages in the process of validation before they go to the counting board, and finally, ultimately, they get to tabulation where we're able to read them into the system.
I mean, it is remarkable to me. It is inexplicable to me. It is so unfair. You know, for people that raise questions about integrity in our election system, and they're watching this Adam Schiff show unfold in these states, you have every right, Democrat and Republican, to say, wait a minute. If we, you know, I've always used this example because I think it is an incredible, you know, tribute to the scientific magnificence, if you will, of mankind and the gifts that God has given them. You know, I love looking at the stars. I love looking at the planets. If you get a good telescope, you can see pretty far. And anyway, or you can look at the images online, they get better and better. And God's majesty is beyond any comprehension any of us will ever have in this lifetime, for sure, or ever. But anyway, so you look at the moon and maybe you just look at it with the naked eye and you say, wow, I think I'm going to fly there. I think I'm going to land my rocket there. And then I think I'm going to fly home and I'm going to survive and I'm going to walk on the moon. Okay, we did that. When did we do that? 1969, one giant leap for mankind. I mean, amazing accomplishment. If we can do that, if we can create computers, if we can create airplanes and jets, and if we can create hypersonic missiles and nuclear missiles, those are the best discoveries, except if you're defending the cause of freedom. If we can do all of these magnificent things, and we can't come up with a voting system that's better than this, that's less embarrassing than this, there really is no excuse for it. And Democrat, Republicans, it's got to stop. And, you know, you can look at other countries and learn a lot. And it's sad that we are looking at other countries and we're finding out, guess what? They're doing a lot better in entire countries in Europe and South America and Asia. You know, they're all counting the votes in less than a day. Canada, France, South Korea, the UK. Guess what? They all use paper ballots. They're all able to count all of it, 100% of it, all the votes, and give you a decision on election night. Why can't we go back to the basics? Sometimes simpler is easier. And I'd make Election Day a national holiday. You can have absentee ballots for people that are sick, infirmed, going to be out of town. Short of that, everybody goes. You have partisan observers watching the voting and watching the counting. And guess what? We'll have an answer at the end of the night. Is that not fair? And you do need voter ID.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Hey.
There is absolutely something to this migration issue that I'm telling you about. I mean, you just have to look at the numbers. Florida speaks for itself. Florida has an average of 850 people moving into their state every single day. That's one of the reasons it can have such a landslide. Now, it was also good governor, you know, good stewardship, good, you know, Ron DeSantis did a great job. Marco Rubio did a great job. So that certainly helps when you going for reelection. And so I think that played a massive part in it. But then you got to look at the numbers. Now, who are the people that tend to be moving? And I think this got accelerated by COVID. The people that are moving tend to be more conservative. They're the ones that got fed up with the crime, fed up with woke education, fed up with high taxes and burdensome regulation, and said, you know what? I think it's time to save money, go down to a place where my values are shared, go down to a place where the weather's better, the lifestyle's better, and I'm going to save a fortune because they don't have a 13.5% income, state income tax. They don't have a death tax. If I'm going to die, I don't give another 10% to New York State like New York State takes from anybody that dies in the state. I can't believe every year my accountant will say to me, Linda, you've heard this. Whatever you do, don't die in New York. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, I'll call God and see if I can have that conversation with him. Because none of us know when that moment is going to come. But I hope to be out of New York. That would save 10% of any money I might have saved over the years. Anyway, but this migration, now that means all these states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and in the Midwest that tend to go to the western part of the state, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois, they're all going to Florida. That means less Republicans in these states.
The Sean Hannity Show, a thermonuclear MMA assault on fake news. Hannity's on right now.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour, toll-free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I guess part of my frustration is that the bar keeps moving. And we're digging hard. I mean, the sources we have are rock solid, that they're giving us the best information, data that they have, and then in comes some state official and turns every model that you've worked out on its head, and now you have to figure out again. You know, okay, based on this new information, you know, where do these races really stand? It just gets frustrating. And by the way, all of it is so unnecessary and all of it is so preventable, like so much in life. And it's just, you know, you get to a point where you just can't, you know, common sense is not so common. And integrity is obviously not desired by all. I can tell you that part of it. That part of it is very true. And, you know, you can go through the whys, the wherefores, the how comes, the this and the that. I just think that there's a lot to absorb in all of this, but it's hard to absorb it all until you know what the final net outcome is. And anyway, so that's where I find myself today. And you look, it's like every problem we have as a country, we have the problem of, you know, for example, wide open borders. We don't need to have wide open borders. That was a preventable problem. We could have just stuck with the Trump policies. Stay in Mexico. If you want to apply for asylum, apply for asylum, and you'll get an answer. And then if you get an answer that's positive, you get to come in the country and you get to do so legally. That could have been prevented. We could have finished building the border wall and end of story. You know, life isn't really complicated. Conservatism isn't even really complicated. Same thing with the energy prices what we're paying and the record inflation that we have in the country. A lot of that was preventable. Maybe not all of it. Maybe we would have been impacted to some extent based on things outside of our control, war in Europe, Vladimir Putin turning off the spigot for Western Europe. But if we had remained energy independent and a net exporter of energy, and we saw this happening, we talk about oil-rich nations. You know, for some reason, some guy that I know called me, and he does business with some Saudi Arabia guy, and he put him on the phone. I said, by the way, I agree with your country. You shouldn't be producing oil for us at all. We have enough. We have more than you, enough energy supplies. We don't need a thing. I'm like, it's insane. But we abandoned that. That was a preventable problem. And that now has had a ripple effect on the entire economy, because now that adds to the inflation problem. That adds to the supply chain problem. That compromises national security. You know, that puts us in a position of weakness where now we're dealing with countries that don't really like us, including Saudi Arabia and OPEC plus nations. And, you know, now we're sending emissaries to Venezuela. Now we're sending people to Iran. We're trying to do an Iran deal. We had taken in, 684 million barrels of oil from Russia last year. Okay, we cut that off, but that now decreases our supply. That increases our, you know, the demand remains constant. That means the price is going to go up. Joe can't release any more of these strategic petroleum reserves. He cut them in half. So that's not going to be an option this winter, even though the New England grid, we're told, which would impact every single state, they're all in the same grid, you know, could possibly have blackouts because they don't have enough natural gas supplies to even power the grid, never mind heat all the homes that use natural gas. So we may have big problems on top of the predictable cost increase for heating our homes. It's now estimated to be about 30%, be it you're heating your home with gas or oil, and it could end up being much higher than that, depending on what the supply is, and we don't know what the supply is. The common sense thing to do would have been, okay, you want to make a transition to renewables. Fine. Come up with a long-term plan. Come up with the technology. It's got to be, you know, cheap energy. We've got to save money in the process. And you got to, you know, you don't artificially just decide, okay, we're just going to do it now without an alternative, because the common sense answer is going to be that everyone's going to be paying higher gas prices. The common sense answer is going to be that ain't going to work. You're going to have blackouts because 90% of our power grid, you know, we have unilaterally disarmed on the energy front, and it has put us at a decided disadvantage. Because it impacts every aspect of our economy, as I always call it, the lifeblood of our economy. But now we've compromised national security, we've sacrificed high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. We're paying, you know, record-high prices for gasoline, only going higher now because there's no way Joe can tap the strategic reserves because they're now half depleted, compromising national security even further. And we could have taken this opportunity if we remained energy independent and a net exporter of energy, and we could be producing, and we could have told American energy companies to start producing and figuring out ways to get our energy over to Western Europe, and we would be an oil-rich, gas-rich nation unlike any other nation on the face of the earth. If we would have kept the Keystone XL pipeline and just finished that, Alberta's premier had said, we'd be getting 900,000 barrels of Canadian oil a day on top of our own supply. And I don't mind importing. I don't particularly love Justin, but I don't mind importing oil from an ally, a friendly nation like Canada. That's fine. That's the normal course of business. And we could be doing more deals with Mexico as well. So the supply is there. We don't have to worry about it. We have hundreds of years worth of gas, oil, and coal supplies. And Joe just, you know, in the days leading up to the election, doubled down on this stupidity. And then it even got worse. He's talking today, Linda, I'm pretty sure you heard about this as well, right? They're talking today that he wants to give $11 billion. Joe Biden, anyway, he's in Egypt today at this climate whatever thing going on. And anyway, says there's no reason we can't finance clean energy in developing countries. Why do we have to worry about their clean energy? How about they worry about their own clean energy? Now, as part of the Paris Accords, by its very definition, one of the reasons Donald Trump pulled out of that is they classify China and India as developing nations. In other words, we pay the vast majority of the Paris Accord agreements, which is billions and billions of dollars. And then Joe Biden goes even further. The science is devastatingly clear. We have to make vital progress on climate by the end of this decade. And then he says and announces he wants to provide $11 billion annually, every year, your money, tax dollars, to developing countries to fight climate change on top of the climate accords in Paris. I mean, this is insane. I don't even know what to tell you. Listen.
And that's why last year I committed to work with our Congress to quadruple U.S. support to climate finance and provide $11 billion annually by 2024, including $3 billion for adaption. That's why the Fund Emergency Plan for Adaptation and Resilience, PREPARE, we call it, to help more than 500 million people in developing countries respond to climate change.
I mean, it's insane.
Now, can I add a point? Just a quick point.
Would you like to add a point? You can add
a
point.
I would. Because, you know, I am paying attention. I am outraged. And so, you know, every day when I commute to New York, I'm driving because of the amount of threats and violence that are on the train system. So I'm unable to do my normal commute as I once did. And so I'm driving. And so yesterday was a perfect example, you know, 6 hours, you know, round trip of commuting. And there is no exaggeration, 4 rest stops with huge signs, no diesel, no gas, no diesel, no gas. So I finally get to a rest stop where there is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, this is the New Jersey Turnpike. There are more trucks that are carrying goods and products.
You're not saying it the way you're, it's the New Jersey Turnpike.
That's how you say it. I don't even say it that bad.
Go ahead.
And it was so horrible because I pulled in. I have never in all my years of working in New York City, all of them, I'm telling you right now, I have absolutely never, ever seen this many tractor trailers in one location. So, of course, you know, me being me, I walk over to the one guy.
Walk to the guys. You talk to them.
Of course. I want
to
know. I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking. And I said, there's a lot of people here. Is there, you know, like some kind of party going on for the drivers today?
Is there a discount going on?
I just need to know. And he started laughing. He goes, we can't get diesel. He goes, we literally can't do our runs. And then we got this moron in Egypt who are not fracking, hydrofracking, drilling in any way, shape, or form, even close to how we would do it, or as clean as we would do it. We do not need to be a part of the Paris Climate Accord. India, China, anywhere in the Middle East, they are not capturing the shale. They are not using hydrofracking. We have cleaner, better oil production right here in the United States, as you well know and say all the time.
And clean coal and clean burning natural gas.
Which he said last week, too. I mean, he's as bad as Fetterman with the flip-flop on fracking and coal. It's a disgrace, truly.
$11 billion a year, you just can't.
People can't feed their kids. They can't warm their homes. They don't know what they're going to do for the holidays. And this guy wants to give $11 billion. What? I'm sorry. Is that from your China investments with Hunter? Is that what you're talking about? Because I know I'm not paying for it.
So one bit of good news. A U.S. judge in Texas yesterday blocked Biden's plan to provide millions, actually about $1 billion, of borrowers, millions of people, with up to $20,000 apiece in his student loan forgiveness program. Remember, he used the emergency classification to produce an executive order and bypass this other body, co-equal branch of government known as the legislative branch. And so it was kind of unconstitutional from the beginning. Anyway, so the, it would go up to $1 trillion. And the district court judge, a guy by the name of Mark Pittman, an appointee of Donald Trump based in Fort Worth, said the program usurped Congress's power to make laws. Quote, "In this country, we are not ruled by an all-powerful executive with a pen and a phone. Instead, we're ruled by a constitution that provides for three distinct and independent branches of government." He added, quote, "The court is not blind to the current political division in the country, but it is fundamental to the survival of our republic that the separation of powers as outlined in the Constitution be preserved. The debt forgiveness plan would cancel, $10,000 in student loan debt for all those making less than $125,000 or households with less than $250,000 in income. Pell Grant recipients would typically demonstrate more financial need. They get an additional $10,000 in debt forgiveness. Nope, sorry, wiped out, not going to happen. We told you that at the time it was unconstitutional, but it didn't stop Joe Biden from doing that. By the way, the Biden administration did announce a new border initiative, and that's taxpayer-funded abortions for illegal migrant children. This is according to Congressional Quarterly. New Department of Health and Human Services guidelines released Thursday instruct the government to ensure unaccompanied migrant children in its care have access to abortion, even if it means taking them to another state. And we're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. We're all going to pay for it. By the way, housing affordability has now fallen to a 10-year low. National Association of Home Builders. And guess what? New home construction, you heard me saying it again and again, came to a screeching halt. Sale of pre-existing homes, yep, that's down too. We pointed out the whatever trillion-dollar figure that people now have lost in terms of the valuation of their homes. That's not good. Top White House economist is saying, Joe Biden's policies have been vindicated. His inflation policies, his energy policies, okay, that's vindicated. Good luck with that. So home price growth slows under the tide of rising mortgage rates. On top of that, holiday spending, this is no surprise, expected to decline, according to the National Retail Federation, because of inflation. In Greece, their runaway inflation now has sparked rioting in the streets. The math is no longer working as sky-high mortgages now pop the housing bubble. People that might have been able to afford a $500,000 home with a 2.7% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, they're way out of that market. I don't even think they're looking at $300,000 homes if they could even find a $300,000 home, which is not easy to do either. By the way, MSDNC, they have a dream ticket for 2024. Liz Cheney and Stacey Abrams. That'll work. There is opposition growing to Mitch McConnell in the Senate. Marco Rubio demands a delay in the Senate leadership vote. Apparently the same thing is happening in the House. And a top House Democrat who lost his race said AOC was MIA. By the way, no surprise here. Hollywood starts taking pot shots at Ron DeSantis. I guess they don't like Ron DeSantis because he was so successful in Florida. But anyway, there's a show called The Good Fight on Paramount. They launched a storyline where a guy accuses DeSantis of sexually assaulting him. Okay. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're running for president and you have an R in front of your name, you're hated. Period. End of sentence. And they will try to destroy you. All right. I mentioned to you Pure Talk earlier. I want to remind you, look, you're many of you are clinging to these old services, old carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. Guess what? You're paying for their retail storage. You're paying for things that you're never going to use, like most people will not use unlimited data. You can save, on average, as a family, $1,000 a month. In many cases, much more than that. You get the exact same cell towers as the big carriers, the same 5G network, and the same number of coverage bars on your phone, and you keep your phone and you keep your phone number. I mean, it's that simple. That's a lot of money in your pocket for the exact same service. Unlimited talk and text and 6 gigs of data. Plenty for most people. Only $30 a month. I made the switch because I like saving money. And it's also a veteran-owned business. You're going to like that part too. Anyway, join the hundreds of thousands of us that have changed over to Pure Talk. You just dial #250 on your phone, your cell phone. Say the keyword, save now, and you can make the switch in just minutes. #250, keyword, save now from our friends at Pure Talk. You won't regret it. Money in your pocket. These are tough economic times.
Sean Hannity.
All right, Carrie Lake will join us. You know, now apparently more changes going on in Arizona and Nevada. I can't give you the accurate information.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.